The Customs and Excise Department continues to work tirelessly to protect Vincentian and society from a wide range of threats. The department's ongoing efforts to safeguard the nation's borders were highlighted during NVC's Police on the Beat program Monday in observance of International Customs Day. Senior Assistant Comptroller of the Customs and Excise Department, Chanel Dick Brazel, said the department's commitment to the safety and security of citizens remains unwavering.
Criminals are getting smarter. They're using technology. They have a lot of ammunition. They have different concealment methods. But it goes to show again how important it is for customs to be vigilant. You know, we use intelligence, we use risk management, we use proper examination techniques. Mm-hmm. See, for example, we may be able to profile a passenger based on observing them, and we might be able to tell that this person may have uncustomed goods, you know. Mm-hmm. Or when we do examination on packages and consignments, we can see probably that there's some sort of difference in the way that it is packaged or even the weight of the package, mm-hmm. you know. So it's important for us to do proper examination and to be vigilant.
Dick Brazel said advanced technology is used by the Customs and Excise Department to intercept illegal goods.
Prohibited goods are not allowed at all within the country. And restricted goods means basically there's some sort of restriction whereby there may be some sort of license that may be required for it to be imported. If, for example, let's say firearms, somebody's bringing in a firearm and they do not have an import permit, you know, they're not a licensed holder of a firearm. You can imagine what damage that can be done if we're not vigilant.
Right.
You know, even like camouflage materials, mm-hmm. camouflage clothing, that is prohibited. With the restriction now, those would need some sort of permit mm-hmm. or license from the competent authority. Let's say, for example, you're bringing in food, anything for human consumption, then we have to get involved with the Ministry of Health because we perform agency duties on behalf of a number of government agencies because we are strategically placed at the border.
The customs officer said customs officers will maintain heightened vigilance to ensure effective border management.
And again, we use the technology like we have our ASICUDA system, which is the automated system for customs data. And so we can use that to get information in terms of the history of the importer, in terms of their trading patterns and so on. And also, like, for instance, if they are non-compliant in terms of the number of fines they would have had or the number of modifications they would have done, mm-hmm. you know, for errors that maybe deliberate, maybe knowingly or recklessly. So oftentimes they would be fined and they would have to do a modification to their declaration and pay the additional duties and taxes. So all those things would help us to identify non-compliant customers, and so would spend more time doing examination for their goods. And we have the system whereby those goods would go to like a red lane, and red lane means that examination is required, physical examination is required, and there are some commodities that would go to a yellow lane.
Senior Assistant Comptroller, the Customs and Excise Department, Chanel Dick Brazel. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.